Hell yeah, people, welcome to the podcast. Stop Crying Poser, greatest podcast known to man, as voted by Loop Appling, Jackie Robinson, Ed Walsh, Hank Greenberg, Joe Cronin, Roger Clemens, David Dahl, Bobby Dalbeck, Nate Eaton, Cam Eaton, Alex Fiedo, Pete Fairbanks. All those guys love this podcast, by the way. You should look up their names and find out what the hell it is that made them like this podcast so much. We do this podcast every single Friday right around 3:30 p.m. Pacific time. The current time is 4:20. Blaze it, yo! We're getting fucking high on stream! Which means we are 50 minutes late. Shout out to everyone that chose to tune in live. We have Day-Day, Paul Miranda, iBookBoy, Love My Toe, Gyges, Cam702, Day-Day, Paul Miranda, Love My Toe, Big Cisco, Cam702, Late Bloomer, Paul Miranda, I appreciate you guys for tuning in to my happy little podcast. What has been going on this week? Well, I went to the farmer's market, and let me tell you, I expected maybe like one person selling oranges, maybe some tomatoes. I went there for mushrooms. Turns out there must have been 50 people selling all types of worthless ass shit. First off, since when does like yarn grow on a farm? You got people over there playing fucking trumpets and shit. What? How is that a farming, like, what do I get out of this? Food trucks were looking good. A lot of vegan food trucks. A lot of people just selling spices, which, like, I'm going to pay double for something that already only costs $2. I can get these spices at the regular store. I did see a lot of people with very small dogs, which I was under the impression that farmers, you know, was all some homeward bound looking dog, you know, a bunch of Labradors and Golden Retrievers. No. Every dog there is longer than it is tall. Every dog is shaped like a hot dog, and none of them are more than 10 pounds. People are just selling a lot of like cookies and ice creams and shit. Why do I need you? First off, ice cream, farmer's market. It's 80 degrees outside. What? Number one, don't trust it. Number two, they pressure you into buying shit too. Okay, I got hummus. Worst goddamn thing I've ever had in my life. I buy hummus sometimes from the regular store. Farmer's market hummus, bad. I got one called habanero feta. Forgot I didn't like feta. She forgot to put habaneros in it because there's not an ounce of spice in this bitch. And the next day you eat it, it tastes like absolute dog shit. Then I got a pretty good deal. I got some exotic mushrooms. I paid $10. She gave me like 2 ounces of exotic mushrooms. Pretty cool. Look in the bag. Some of them go like this way. Some of them are like wiggly. Some of them look like regular mushrooms. Some of them are like dabbing on you. Some of them look like a wizard's beard. All these different mushrooms. I say, man, those look cool. I can't wait to eat those. Next day, I open the bag. Smells like absolute dog shit. Okay, so I'm going to put garlic and salt on some dog shit and enjoy that? Thanks, farmer's market. So the farmer's market was fun. Next time, if I ever go again, I have no reason to go again. I would bring my dog. There was one lady, though, I really respect her hustle. I'm walking back with a paper bag, and she knows that it's mushrooms in there. She goes, did you get the mushrooms? I said, yes, I got the mushrooms. She goes, well, then you need some seasoning. I said, nope, I'm going to go get this dog shit hummus, and I'm leaving. She's like, no, you need some seasoning. And then she followed me back, and I did this move. I do this. It's like airport etiquette. I do this thing where I don't fucking make eye contact with anyone who's trying to sell shit. I don't know if you guys have been to the mall or if your mall is like my mall, but in the middle of the mall, there's all these vendors and they're trying to sell you cell phone service or clean your shoes or draw a picture of you, and you can't look at them because if you look at them for 1 second, they steal your soul, and then they will follow you until you go home. They will follow you to the bathroom. They will look at your dick over the stall trying to say, hey, you need your shoe cleaned? Need your shoe cleaned? I said, no, I'm actually pissing and I'm wearing flip-flops. Need your shoe cleaned? I can clean your shoe. Nice dick. Can I clean your shoes? They go, no, I don't need my fucking shoes cleaned. And by the time you're saying the words, I don't want my shoes clean, by the time you say, I don't want, before you even can say want, they're already down on one knee cleaning your fucking shoe. And then you go, no, I don't want this. I don't want you cleaning my shoe. Get away from my shoe. And they go, no, your shoe's dirty, man. Your shoe's dirty. I'll clean your shoe. I go, no. Then here's the gimmick. Now I got to walk through the mall with one sparkly-ass shoe and one dirty fuck-ass shoe. And then they go, well, they know that. They go, well, look, now you got one clean-ass shoe. Now you got one bad shoe. And I'm like, so what? I don't give a fuck. I don't care if I have one nasty shoe and one good shoe. I didn't want any clean shoes. I wanted zero clean shoes. You gave me one. I wanted to leave the mall with zero clean shoes. Now I have one. You think I'm the victim? Fuck you. And they go, well, I do work for tips. And I did clean your shoe. I said, bitch, I didn't. You cleaned it while I was still walking. You cleaned it. You mobily cleaned my shoe. You raped my shoe is what happened. I'm not going to pay you for raping my foot. And they go, well, you know, I do work for tips. That's how I felt at the farmer's market. If you look at anyone, they go, you made eye contact with me? You need new windows? No. Why are you selling windows at a farmer's market? First off, why are you even selling windows at the farmer's market? And then they go, I also have ice cream. Windows and ice cream. That's what I sell. Bitch, why? I don't want ice cream or windows. I came here for some stank-ass mushrooms and some nasty-ass hummus and to look at dogs shaped like hot dogs. And now you're selling me windows with one clean shoe? Wasting my fucking time. Never. You know what? I'm never going back to the farmer's market ever again. Moving on. I had a friend, still have a friend, named Girl Ryan. And for my birthday, which was a couple weeks ago, she brought me toilet paper. Which really is not a gift for me. Because her excuse was, hey, happy birthday. I brought you some toilet paper because I always shit at your house. I'm like, okay, well, nice way to say hello. You know, you didn't have to say all that. But cool, you brought me toilet paper for you? You brought me toilet paper for you. Now, you bought you a gift to use at my... You bought yourself my birthday present for you to use at my home. Second off, it was... Listen, I was happy. You know, toilet paper is expensive. I was happy. I said, cool, good. You bought toilet paper. Okay, I'm not crazy. I use the toilet paper, worst quality of toilet paper. It straight off wish.com. All right? The worst toilet paper I've ever seen in my life. Scratchy, not soft, thin as all goddamn hell. You can't... You basically gotta fold it and then fold it and then fold it and then fold it and you barely get a half of a wipe. So if you're on like some liquid gang, oh, it's over. You're gonna you actually how you like a normal person would like unroll the toilet paper? This is like a big hamburger that you get at like Applebee's. The hamburger's too big, so you have to crush it into a little like into something that will fit into your mouth. I have to crush the entire roll into one sheet, and then I get one wipe out of it. And while I do that, now I have a scab on my butthole. Because it's so goddamn, it's sandpaper, it's grip tape, diamond encrusted grip tape, wiping my delicate asshole. So here's what I did. And Fitnoid, I know you come to my house once, twice a week to hang out. Here's the thing. I'm not using that toilet paper, okay? King Steve in his own domain, my kingdom, all right? The emperor, the last emperor, Steve, is not using peasant paper. So under the sink, I hid my glorious extra plush, my nice toilet paper, only fit for a king or queen's butthole. So I hid it under there. And I guess my question was, am I the only one on earth that's hidden toilet paper from visitors? Like there is still toilet paper for them to use, but then there's my toilet paper. It's under the sink. You have to open like a little cabinet and then reach like around the corner and that's where the good stuff is. So you reach around the corner, you grab that. I'm not using that fucking homeless ass toilet paper. And also I have two bathrooms. I have a bathroom connected to my bedroom and then there's a hallway bathroom. So from the floor to the ceiling, as far as the eye can see, I have toilet paper stacked. I must have 40 pounds of toilet paper and only the best. And it's not because I'm hoarding or not because of like COVID or something. I just be shitting a lot. And I never want to get caught. I never want to be unprepared, okay? A lot of people, they prep, you know, they got MREs, they have canned food, you know, they have 30 days worth water supply. No. What are you stupid? What are you going to do when you start shitting all that canned beans? What's going to happen? What's step 2? Preppers. You got all this ammo in the basement. You got an arsenal of guns. You have 3 months worth of beans. But what happens when you shit? Exactly, bitch. I have tons of toilet paper. The best toilet paper. It's the finest toilet paper. And then in my regular guest bathroom, peasant paper. You might as well use a leaf. You might as well use a blade of grass. I'd rather wipe my ass with a razor blade than use that peasant-ass rough toilet paper ever again. How do I know how shitty it is? Well, shitty. Nice pun. Well, I used it. I touched it. You know, like, I'm not thinking. Maybe I had a few drinks or you fucking smoked the vape pen or something. I'm high. I go in there. I take a shit or whatever. I reach down the toilet paper. I go, ow! Ow! What did I just touch? Ow! I look down. I go, oh, it's toilet paper. Okay, why is my hand hurting? I touched it again. Ah! Ugh! This is rough. This is rough-ass peasant paper. I look at it, hold it up to the light. I go, oh, I can see through it. I can see through the whole roll. It's so thin and shitty. Huh. So then, you know, I get one wipe and I say, you know what? I'm going to finish. This is going to be a two-part shit. I'm going to finish my shit in my bathroom. I'm not spending another minute in this glorified porta potty for my so-called friends. You know what it is? It's insulting. You bring that shit into my house? Two things not allowed in this house. Bad toilet paper and ketchup. No ketchup ever in this house. No toilet paper. That's bad. Only the best toilet paper. Listen, I'm not like a high class person. I make my own wine under my kitchen table. Like I'm brewing my own like fucking Pruno like a prisoner. And I'll drink it. And you know, maybe that's why I shit so much. But second off, I be eating expired cheese and shit. I'm nothing special. Okay, I'm just some bug living on Earth. But one thing that I will treat well is my butthole. If you treat your butthole nice, your butthole will treat you nice. And that brings me to my next point. Last week, right after the podcast, I shit my pants. And this, I'm telling you guys the story. Maybe I explained it before. A lot of you guys are regulars here on my Twitch stream. By the way, I stream on Twitch 5 days a week, twitch.tv/ninja lifestyle. I have this thing where every night, you know, I'm eating some potato chips or something. We're watching YouTube videos, playing Quiplash, playing some fun games. And I go, oh, guess what? And I turn my butt onto my microphone, which is located like on the ground. I go, and then everyone goes, ha ha ha, LOL, LOL, he farted, ha 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 ha, ha ha ha. So what happened was last podcast, I said, you know what, usually I do this late at night. I went for a daytime fart, which I'm new to that game. I'm kind of like a night farter. When the sun is up, my butt is closed. Sun goes down, bring it around. And I got up just like this, right here, same background. I was probably wearing this hat. This hat has seen some nasty things. I get up. I say, guess what? I'm going to fart. I go, pfft. And then I go, oh, I got one more fart left in me. I'm like, I got more air in there. Except it was not air. And then on the microphone, not onto the microphone, but on the microphone, you hear. Listen, there's a whole sound database out there. If you go, you type in like royalty-free sound effect for your school project or something, there's a million people out there making fart noises. You know, you can find all those. Some of them are even real fart noises. There, I don't think anywhere online is a pooping your pants sound effect. And I made one. And I didn't make it. I made it organically. I'm the first one online. Among many things that I've been the first to do online, right? musical trick tip video. A guy who sings, who raps his own trick tip. No one has ever done that before me. And now, I'm the first one to shit my pants on audio. Audio shit my pants. You guys can find that YouTube video. I uploaded it maybe 3 days ago. It's called I Made a Minor Miscalculation While Streaming. Which I think is a hilarious title. Because nowhere in the title does it say pooping pants. It just says small miscalculation. And I thought it's worth telling you guys. The comment section is hilarious. The way that people reacted to me shitting my pants. Some people said it was fake. Oh, really? I'm not new to this. I've been shitting my pants for a long time. It's March. I've shit my pants twice this year. We're going for an all-time new record. I'm trying to get, like, baseball home run numbers. I'm trying to finish the season with, like, 73 shit pants. So anyways, in Ninja Review, I have this bit where people are skateboarding, and in between their tricks, when they're doing two or three tricks in one line, they push twice. So then I make this noise. I go, push twice. Someone in the comments said, you pushed twice. Because the first one went, and then right after was, blah. So yeah, I pushed. I think that is the most hilarious YouTube comment I've read all month. Anyways, I feel like all I ever do these days is talk about shitting my pants. Anyways, do you guys remember a movie back in the 80s? You don't have to be from the 80s to remember this movie. It's called Milo and Otis. It's about a dog and a cat just out in the wilderness hanging out, you know, and there's like a voiceover and this guy's like, Milo, can you come hang out with me? And Otis is like, no, Otis, I'm playing with this. I'm going to climb a tree. And then he goes, Milo, I want to come climb the tree, but I'm a dog. So I thought about Milo and Otis because my low hanging ball sack could be in your mouth. Or Otis. Oh, Otis, dick should be in your mouth. Hold the applause. Hold the applause. I'll be here all week and tip your waitresses. Moving on. I got a comment today. I got a comment today where, so this week I'm reviewing a video called Colors made by a crew called Happy Medium. It's a group of skateboarders. Most of them are in Arizona. And a really unique group of skaters, a really unique group of filmmakers. And they choose to film with a camera called a VX1000, which I believe came out in 1995, maybe 1985. Anyways, it's the worst camera ever. And for some reason, skateboarders worship this camera. I don't know why. I wish I could explain why. I mean, I know why. It's because skateboarders specifically, they don't really have a mind of their own. So they sort of like, the brain of one skater just gets passed on. They just look around. It's a big group of followers. They're not free thinking. They don't have their own opinions. They just regurgitate the opinion of whatever they last heard, which is why skateboarders are so bad at explaining themselves. Right? If I say, why do you like the VX1000 camera? I mean, literally, my iPhone is better. Literally, the iPhone 2 had a better camera. And I don't know what year that came out. I would say, this DSLR camera, you could probably buy this online for $150 or like at a pawn shop or something, right? A VX1000 costs way more, breaks way more often. The quality is absolutely terrible. It is horrible. Bad audio, bad filming in low light, super overexposed. The colors, it dulls all colors, and when you transfer it to the computer, it becomes pixelated. There's zero redeeming qualities about this camera. But if you tell a skateboarder that, they'll go, yeah, well, it's not always about the quality, it's about the feeling. And you go, wait, the feeling, you're... Is it not about the statistics of how good the camera is? They go, no. It just, when you film skateboarding, it's a good camera for skateboarding. And you go, why would the sport that you're filming have any effect on the quality of the camera? You just don't get it, man. You just don't get it. And I go, I don't get it. You don't get it. Why do you think like this? Explain to me in words why this camera is superior. it just feels better. No. Feels better. Okay, cool. So they will never be able to explain themselves. Like, I would accept the answer if you just simply said nostalgia. I liked this camera when I first started skating. This camera was popular. My friend had one, and all the skate videos that I like from the 90s and 2000s was filmed on it. I would go, "Oh, nostalgia. Cool." They won't say nostalgia. They will die on their hill of, "Well, it's just the feeling, man." And when you film a skateboard on it, it's wow. It's wow. I know you wanted to say it's better, but you stopped yourself because it's not better. It's way worse. 1995. So anyways, the guy leaves a comment today. He's like, "Oh, you know what it is? VX1000 is great." He's like, 95% of people don't know how to film with it. They don't put the settings right. I was like, "Oh, the settings." It's a 95% of people don't put the settings right. That's why the colors are all blurred and dulled out. That's why everything's out of focus. That's why the audio is terrible. Like, what do you mean, 95% of people? And he goes, "Well, you wouldn't understand." And I'm like, wait a minute. The camera's from 1995. Did you write this comment? Here's my rebuttal. And I think I'm clever and hilarious. Maybe I am, maybe I'm not. You know, obviously I have this like narcissism or whatever when I leave a comment. Yeah, you know, I get all excited about it. I go, "Wait a minute. Did you leave this comment using a mobile phone? Because a landline is way better." The thing is, though, 95% of people don't know how to use a landline. That's why you would think that. How did you leave the comment? Because you shouldn't use a mobile phone. You should go back. First off, start off by milking your own cow. All right, slaughter your own chickens. All right, stop using pens and pencils and go carve on a fucking on the inside of a cave. And then call me back on the landline, but make sure you're not one of the 95% of people that don't use a telephone correctly. Matter of fact, use the telephone where you have to do the dial. You have to hold, pull the thing around, where you grab the button and you have to pull your finger around and then let go. Here's the thing, they will argue until they die. Rotary dialer. Thank you, iBookBoy. They will argue until they die, but none of them can explain themselves. And I think that's a lot of skateboarding, right? You got skateboarders out there dressing like Peter Pan, and you go, "Why are you dressing all weird?" And they're like, "Oh, it's just my style." It's like, wait a minute. Why does everyone that you hang out with dress like that? Because I'm unique. Wait, how are you unique when everyone around you is doing the exact same thing? No, you wouldn't understand. Yeah, I bet. I wouldn't understand. I wouldn't understand. What are you doing that's unique? What, are you the first to do anything? Like, skateboarders are the best at following each other into a pit of despair. A lemming. Remember lemmings? Speaking of shit that came out in 1995, remember lemmings? Okay. Moving on, I would like to give you guys a free Ninja Lifestyle sticker pack. Where in the fuck are my stickers that are usually on my desk? God damn it. Would you like to be the proud new owners of a Ninja Lifestyle sticker pack sent directly to you free of charge? There is only one podcast in the world that gives away free stickers every single week. Ninja Lifestyle stickers, that is. All you have to do is answer this trivia question correctly, and it should be very easy. Here is the trivia question. In a game of baseball, how many innings are there typically? How many innings are in baseball? I bring up a baseball question because today, Friday, what is it, March 27th, 28th, what is it, March 29th? Oh, time keeps on flying by. Today's opening day at our AAA, whatever, baseball league, the Las Vegas Aviators, playing their first game today, maybe even right now. So whatever. 00 says 9, Fitnoid says 92, Eric says 8, Day Day says 8, Eric Sanchez says 69, Meatballhead says 9 2/3. Double O, you are the winner. Send me a DM after the podcast on